From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Natalie Brown, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, 17th of May. We'll start in Victoria. Some of the kids injured in that school bus crash yesterday have had limbs amputated. Seven children remain in hospital today. The CEO of the Royal Children's Hospital gave an update on their condition this morning.
The children have suffered multiple and traumatic injuries, including partial and complete amputations of arms, multiple crushed limb injuries, severe lacerations to head and body, head injuries, glass shard injuries, and three patients are currently receiving spinal support.
Moving on, Donald Trump Jr. has announced that he's coming to Australia for a speaking tour. He'll appear in Sydney, Melbourne, and Brisbane in July. Tickets start at $89, and for $495, you can party backstage with Don Jr. after the show. Overseas and in Colombia, an intense rescue effort is underway for six passengers who were on board a small plane that crashed 2 weeks ago. Rescuers found the pilot's dead body inside the aircraft, but they're hopeful the remaining passengers survived and are lost somewhere in the Amazon. To sport and in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs have been awarded the top pick in next month's draft. They're expected to choose French prodigy Victor Wembanyama, who's considered a once-in-a-generation talent. The draft will take place next month. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To music news, there'll be no Falls Festival this year. Organisers say they're taking this New Year's season off to rest, recover and recalibrate. The festival was also cancelled in 2020 and 2021 due to COVID. And finally, Johnny Depp received a 7-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his new movie at the Cannes Film Festival. Depp held back tears as the crowd applauded his role as King Louis XV and John Du Barry. Not everyone loved the movie, though. One reviewer called it a right royal disappointment, and another said Depp seemed strangely uncomfortable in the role. That's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Follow or subscribe to From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.